Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to talk about potential sources of additional income, creating your side hustle. So stick around. Welcome back. Hey, let's talk about creating multiple sources of income. That's what I like to try to do in my life so that not everything is coming from one source. Now, I understand you probably have a job at this point, so we're looking to create a side hustle that can potentially replace that income, so eventually you can quit that job and work for yourself, work the hours that you want to work, and create the amount of income that you want to create. So one of the great businesses today, obviously, are internet-related businesses. You know, e-commerce sales are expected to hit $3.45 trillion in 2019. So many of you know from my first podcast that I created GabeRealEstate.com, which today closes about a deal a day nationwide. So my idea with the internet is to create as tight a niche as possible. So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, try to think of a small group of people, a tight niche. Like for me, that was LGBTQ people that were considering buying or selling a home. Now, I didn't try to contact everyone that was trying to sell a home. You know, I could have focused on doctors or health professionals, pilots, you know, that sort of thing. I chose the LGBTQ community because I found that there was a need there. So look for a niche that you can provide a service to. You know, secondly, there's the service industry and for additional income. With the service industry and even me working as a coach, I don't like those businesses in particular because you have to trade your time for money. I don't like anything where I trade my time for a dollar amount, and that's why I love web businesses. If you're going to create this side hustle, one thing you need to know is you need to work harder than anyone else would expect of you. Okay, let me tell you a little story. So when I was discharged from the Navy, I moved to Denver, Colorado. I had an older brother there that kind of helped me get going. So one of the first jobs that I received was working as executive security in a 38-story high-rise building downtown Denver. I stood in the lobby in a suit behind a desk and basically greeted people and worked as security for the entire building. So next to this 38-story office building was a two-story retail building. And from the top of that two-story roof, a glass roof sloped down and attached to the office building. So underneath this beautiful glass atrium was the lobby to the building. Now, one day there was a torrential rainstorm, and the rain started building up in this valley on top of this glass, and it started leaking into the lobby. It was actually coming into the lobby pretty badly. So all of the cleaning people were up there with mops and squeegees and wet vacs. And I actually came around from behind my desk, and I had a mop, and I was mopping up water in the lobby. Well, little did I know, at the time when that was happening, the owner of our company from Canada had flown into town to do a surprise inspection. Well, as soon as he got up to the management offices, the first question he had was, who's the guy in the suit in the lobby mopping up water? So let me tell you, in short order, I was working in management. And I left the commercial business about 12 years later as the director of asset management for a large commercial developer. So all of the property managers reported to me. All of the employees reported to those property managers. I had a really great position, and it all started by me willing to work harder than anyone else would expect of me. Listen, the harder I work, the luckier I get, okay? Nothing in my life has happened because of luck. It's all because of hard work. It's all because of doing more than anyone else would expect of me. So you've got to be willing to put in the effort on this side hustle. Nobody's going to do it for you. You know, you're going to have to exchange watching billions for creating your own wealth. Are you willing to do that? You know, I understand that you're probably working 8 hours a day. Okay, so what does that leave? Another 16 hours a day? You need, you know, 7 or 8 hours to sleep, or 6 or 5, whatever that is. Get up early, 5 a.m., head to the gym, then you're at the office, you get home, you have dinner, work on your side hustle for 3-4 hours, go to sleep, and do it all over again. That's how you create success. Now, I don't want you to quit your job now. Let's get your side hustle up and running. Let's get some income flowing into your life before you quit your job or think about quitting your job or tell people you're going to quit your job. All right? So if you'd like to flesh out your side hustle, go to gaycoach.com and schedule a free 25-minute call with me, and let's discuss your idea. Let's discuss how we can potentially get the side hustle up and running. And one of the big mistakes I see people make is they want to make $1 million, you know? Okay, great. Everyone wants to make $1 million. But let's be realistic, okay? When I first started GayRealEstate.com, it was a simple database. At the time, it was called Home Lounge because you really didn't want the word gay involved in anything. This is the mid-90s. So my business started with, you know, it probably took me 3 months to get my first referral check. And maybe that was $700 or $800. You know, I wasn't looking to make $1 million. I wasn't looking to become a millionaire. And I don't think you should either. What can you do to create an extra $50 or $250 or $500 a month? It really doesn't have to be that much. But let's make that your goal, not $1 million. I mean, really, what would an extra $500 or $1,000 a month do to you? I mean, it would make a huge difference. We're talking, you know, a car payment, a health insurance payment, savings, possibly a rent payment. So quit thinking about the million. Think about how you can serve others, in what capacity, and then let's try to get some extra income coming in every month. And from there, we'll build it. Okay? So that's it for today. And listen, every side hustle starts with a first step. You've heard it said, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So what is one thing you can do today, one step towards moving towards your idea or moving towards your side hustle goal? What is that one step? You know, maybe it's going online to GoDaddy.com and buying that URL, you know, that www dot name for your business. We'll talk about that more later, but, you know, make sure that it has something to do with your business. If you're going to sell tomatoes, make sure it's tomatoseller.com so that when people search that, the URL makes sense to the search engines. So maybe you're going to buy that URL today. Maybe you're just going to make a list of the tasks you need to complete to get this up and running. Maybe it's to schedule that free consult with me. Let's spend 25 minutes on the phone and let's chat about your idea. You know, so do one thing today. You must take action. Until next time, What's your hustle? Have a great day.